Something just entered the office.
To the girl who works at Starbucks down the street from my house on Delmar Heights Road, swear to God, I'm not a stalker. That's the title. When I asked you for a chai latte, what I meant to say was, I was walking past, I saw you in the window. To be honest, I only came in here because I had to know what your voice sounded like. Instead of saying that, I got really nervous and ordered the first thing on the menu. I don't even know what chai is. Or a latte, for that matter. I imagine that when God made you, I bet he cussed for the first time. I bet he turned to an angel, gave him a high five, and said, God damn, I'm good. Or me damn, I'm good, because he's like God, right? I spent the last 5 days trying to figure out how I'm going to introduce myself to you properly. I finally figured it out. It's going to be something like, hi. That's all I got so far. But I think it's a good start. I'm going to be honest. It's not often that I find myself eager to write about love. In fact, every time I try to write about love, my hands cramp. Just to show me how painful love can be. Sometimes my pencils break just to prove to me that every now and then, love takes a little more work than planned. I heard that love is blind, so I write all my poems in Braille. And my poems are never actually finished because true love is endless. I've always believed that real love is kind of like a supermodel before she's airbrushed. It's pure and imperfect, just the way that God intended. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not much of a love poet. But if I was to wake up tomorrow morning and decide that I was gonna write about love, my first poem, it would be about you. About how I love you the same way I learned how to ride a bike. Scared, but reckless. With no training wheels or elbow pads so my scars can tell the story of how I fell for you. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not much of a love poet. But if I was, I'd write about how I see your face in every cloudy reflection, in every window. You see, I've written a million poems, hoping that somehow, maybe some way, you'll jump out of the page and be closer to me. You see, I'm not much of a love poet, but if I was, I'd write about how you have the audacity to be beautiful, even on days when everything around you is ugly. I'd write about your eyelashes and how they are like violin strings that play symphonies every time you blink. If I was a love poet, I'd write about how I melt in front of you like an ice sculpture every time I hear the vibration in your voice. And whenever I see a name on the caller ID, my heart plays hopscotch inside of my chest. It climbs onto my ribs like monkey bars, and I feel like a child all over again. And I know it's gonna sound weird, but sometimes I pray that God somehow turns you back into one of my ribs just so I would never have to spend an entire day without you. And I swear, I'm usually not a love poet, but if I was to wake up tomorrow morning and decide that I was gonna write about love, my first poem would be about you. And after all of that, she was like, but how do you feel about me? And I said, put it like this. I want to be your ex-boyfriend stuntman. I want to do everything he never had the courage to do. Like, trust you. See, last night I had a dream. In this particular dream, I died in my dreams, awoke not knowing I was still asleep, and decided to walk. See, that night, I walked in my sleep. I slept in my walk. I walked backwards until I saw you for the first time, and I could barely muster the courage to introduce myself all over again. You see, I've been trying to find the right words. I've been trying to take the right steps for what seems to me like thousands of years, but something always seems to go wrong between us. We lived in Egypt. I was the Pharaoh's slave. You were his daughter. Loving you led to my death. They claimed I seduced you, and after they stole my life, I was resurrected as a mason. I made the foundation for your house. We met eyes for 2 seconds. You left and I didn't see you again until I died. I came back as a caterpillar. I turned into a butterfly. I landed in the palm of your hands. You brushed me away and the rejection killed me. When I woke, I was a kick drum. You were a snare. We were both owned by this drummer named Cozy Cole. And when he died, so did we. But I came back just to look for you. I left notes in random places, hoping that you would stumble across them. I carved our names in trees and then prayed that it would jog your memory. I whispered your name in the wind, hoping somehow, maybe some way, my voice would reach you, but it didn't, and I died. died. I died early. I died young with breadcrumbs in my hand, just hoping that you would find me, but you never did. So they buried me. When they buried me, they put these coins over my eyes, and I used them as bus fare to get back to earth just so I could look for you. That's why sometimes when we hold hands, every so often, I hold on a little too tight, and I'm sorry. I just don't want to lose you again. My mother told me, when you find the perfect woman, you gotta do whatever it takes to make sure she stays next to you. Thank you.
Moment.
What if I did something embarrassing to myself? Would that make you feel better?
There's nothing you can do that would be this embarrassing.
I fear that I will always be a lonely number like Room 3. A 3 is all that's good and right. Why must my 3 keep out of sight? Beneath a vicious square root sign. I wish instead I were a 9, for 9 could thwart this evil trick with just some quick arithmetic. I know I'll never see the sun as 1.7321. Such is my reality, a sad irrationality. When hark, what is this I see? Another square root of a 3. Has quietly come waltzing by. Together now we multiply, form a number we prefer, rejoicing as an integer. We break free from our mortal bonds, and with a wave of magic wands, our square root signs become unglued, and love for me has been renewed. Look, I can't promise you the kind of lifestyle that Colton could. And I can't promise you that I'm going to mature overnight. But what I can promise you is that... Sorry, I smoked weed with the president earlier. I totally forgot what I was going to say. I can promise you that I will always love you. And I'll never try and make you into something that you're not. So... What do you say? You take a brother back?
Only if you promise to get me out of this awkward situation as soon as possible.
Brush it away. Please be my Valentine. Valentine. Please be my Valentine. My Valentine. Please be my Valentine. My Valentine. Please be my Valentine. My Valentine.
Unintentionally wear my big sobby heart on my sleeve. Oh, and I'll let something slide 1,016 times, but after that, I don't give second chances. I'm also an incredibly all or nothing person to a fault. But when I'm invested in something, I'd rather lose everything good I have before I even consider declaring bankruptcy. But remember, there's two sides to every coin, so if you fall in love with me, don't. Because in every lunar cycle, the moon disappears for a while, and it has a dark side too. And I said I was a people pleaser, and us people pleasers, we pour. In fact, I will keep filling and filling your glass until it's overflowing and my pitcher has gone empty, because to see you hydrated is all I could ever want in this world. Until I realize it's left me drained. When I'm drained, I'll get frustrated, and sometimes I'll go into hiding. I'll either take a solo hike or get in my car and drive just to get my distance, peace, and alone time. But don't you worry, because I'll eventually turn around and come home again. Oh, and I'm obsessed with galaxies and stars, but it depresses me to know these things will either get swallowed by a selfishly hungry black hole or explode and die in a supernova or whatever. That's besides the point. The point is, I'm a tangled mess of contradictory things, but I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to warn and protect you, to properly love you, to tell you not to worry or think. Because remember, I am an all or nothing person, so if I fall in love, I am all in for you, and then if you somehow fall in love with me, don't. Because I won't be limited to loving you, but I'll be head over heels for your smile, giggle, the face you make when you're embarrassed, the look in your eyes when I know you're jealous. I'll fall in love with the way you endlessly try to please people, and it drives you crazy, and it's never enough. Pay yourself to your partner, make sure to hide your self-respect, and hide your partnership. I'll fall in love with your faces, dark and bright. Oh, sometimes you might go into hiding when you're frustrated. I'll fall in love with how you pretend you're not emotional despite the fact your feelings are trying so hard to see in your eyes. And that special way you recharge yourself. I'll even love your heart after your last second chance with someone for the 1016th time, because I know you're a tangled mess of contradictory things. But please don't just walk my way. I'm not gonna fall in love with you just yet. Too complex and complicated. So all I ask is that you fall in love with me. Fall in love with me.
Different. It felt angel living on this planet. You must be. You are the angel assigned to me to be with me for eternity. This is my destiny.
For me. Shuster games, that is 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 Shuster games, Mr. Gaines, Mr. Gaines, Mr. Gaines, answer the question, answer the question, answer the question, answer the question, answer the question.
Thank you. Hear music, The voice of your past lovers dancing up your throat, your stomach, in after-hours cabaret, still waiting on the last call. That was when you learned that when a boy says, I love you, he means I am getting ready to be inconsistent with you now. This boy will tell you that he loves you not long after he had you waiting for 2 hours in front of a cocktail lounge. Patience is something you were working on, but no, not for him. When he asks you to tell him that you love him back, you will be in the car in the parking lot of a late night diner. You will watch the words fall into your lap like a spilled glass of white wine. You remember the day your courier pigeon heart got lost in the wind because that was a message it did not know how or where to carry. And one by one, the boys have fallen as silently as the birds do. So eloquently they used to speak until I asked the questions that broke them into ghosts, that bled me into a corpse with so many questions of my own for the soil. But their tongues do not know simple, the things I should be hearing, the things that will make us living men in this time of insatiable yet dying lovers. When a boy tells you he loves you, only to become silent like a folded sheet of tissue paper, not wanting you to decrease him into the truth. Do not crack your face into the fullest crescent moon at the tapered bottom of a blackened sky. He never meant a single word of any of it. He is just a boy, remember? He is just another silly, sad boy.
Call it on mother never once acted as I told you so. She said, oh, baby's home. Oh, my darling, mom's gonna cook you something. Mother's gonna make this for you. Love. She liberated me tonight. She continued to do that. When my son had been 5 years old, my mother would pick him up all the time and feed him. I went to her once a month, and she would cook for me. So one day I went to her house, and she cooked red rice, which I love. After we finished eating, we walked down the hill, and she started across the street. She said, wait a minute, baby. I was 22 years old. She said, wait a minute, baby. You know, I think you're the greatest woman I've ever met. She said, Mary McLeod Bethune, Eleanor Roosevelt, and my mother, you're in that category. Then she said, give me a kiss. I gave her a kiss and I got onto the streetcar. I can remember the way the sun fell on the slats of the wooden seats. I sat there and I thought about her. I thought, suppose she's right. She's intelligent. And she says she's too mean to lie. So suppose I am going to be somebody. She released me. She freed me to say I may have something in me that would be of value. Maybe not just to me.
Mr. Gaines, answer the question.